Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
I know you're leaving, it's too long overdue. For far too long, I've had nothing new to shout to you. Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the moon. And it felt so strange. Walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry. Say goodbye again. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share, I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone. And it felt so strange to lie awake alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. Our friends who tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces, a new place, can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, and just behind the dawn, it still feels so strange to leave my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye.
don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye.
Well, we're back. For how long? Who knows? But in the event of COVID-19 striking in the midst of the next show, well, surely not. Show 54 of Sound and Nick's Vision. Or is it? I don't know. I've lost count, Lisa. It is show 54. Welcome, Nick Elliott. It's your show. How are you?
I'm very well, Alex. And good to be here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pleased to be here.
You brought our wonderful sidekick, Bernice, along.
I have.
Hello, Bernice.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, that's good stuff. And we've got, as ever, some interesting and wonderful pieces of music. Which we'll pass the next 40 or 50 minutes along with. So what sort of things have been going on with yourself in terms of your Keep Music Live campaign in the event of coronavirus?
Well, I haven't...
It's got to be cancelled.
I'm not locking down. I'm not doing that.
You're not.
I'm still moving among the populace.
You don't care who you infect,
oh,
basically.
Oh, goodness me.
Okay. Will you actually have marmalade for your tea?
No. Breakfast.
Changing, arranging, I'm changing, I'm changing everything.
Everything around me.
The world is a bad place, a bad place, a terrible.
But I don't wanna die.
It was 2015 when we last spoke to Alan Whitehead, who was the drummer and music manager, exactly, of the aforementioned Marmalade, who we were just listening to there. And I believe that just before Christmas, Nick, you also encountered the Marmalade. Oh, actually, is it? It's just Marmalade, isn't
it? Well, I always call it just Marmalade. Yeah, I always call them that. But I think it's either, to be honest. Yeah, I did. So I'd like to dedicate that to all the band, all the guys. So certainly John J. Newman and the legend that is Sandy Newman, Mr. Marmalade, a very, very dear friend of mine. We spent some serious time with him before Christmas in Skeg, Vegas, would you believe?
Translated for non-Lincolnites as Skegness.
Skegness.
In case people are wondering, what strange place is this? And was Alan Whitehead there? Have you met Alan Whitehead?
No. Yeah, I have met him, but it's a long time ago. But no, not recently.
He's a music manager now, of course.
Yes. I haven't seen the guys for quite a while, actually, but we went along to one of the shows. It was
pop
really
quiz,
good.
Pop quiz item, or pop trivia, which I'm sure Bernice
pop quiz?
Will be... No, just a pop piece of trivia, which I'm sure Bernice will be fascinated by. Is there was a connection between Alan Whitehead, former drummer of Marmalade, and indeed the Stone Tapes, which is, of course, Sound and Nick's Vision's
right.
sister programme
okay.
on the Thursday Carousels, because Alan Whitehead is the manager of Lindsay Gold, who's the daughter of Sam Stone.
Goodness me.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. Around
the houses connection?
Sorry?
Around the houses connection.
Yeah, but you know, it's the music business. It's all connecting together as long as we don't shake hands. So, moving on to what I believe is a privilege, and it certainly is, of course, because I'm telling myself that it's a privilege to actually have my choice of music on the programme.
Yay!
And I decided, in the light of obviously Skegness, to say, thinking ahead, looking at the script, etc., to actually link up Walthamstow, with Scarborough. Okay? Scarborough
Ooh,
and
okay,
Walthamstow.
Okay.
Do you know how I've done this?
Well, knowing you, it's extremely cryptic.
Well, it's back to the egg.
Yeah.
The album Back to the Egg. Any ideas as to who was performing?
No. You got me beat, man.
Oh, Bernice?
Big time.
No. Okay, then. Denny Lane.
Right.
Paul McCartney. Wings.
Really?
There you go. The album Back to the Egg. Superb album. Very underrated. After London Town, with a little luck, etc. Old Siam, Sir, from Back to the Egg, which
goodness
is, of course,
me
referring to the planet Earth, because on the album cover, they're looking at the Earth through a spaceship, hence Back to the Egg. It's very cosmic, basically. It's
you got me beat there. You whooped it. You did. Alex.
I always like to raise the bar. Raise the bar. Just a little bit. Just raise that
I
bar.
I knew the voice, but...
No, you didn't.
No, well, I couldn't tell you why. No. I remember...
You know, if you'd known the voice, you would have said,
it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, but it's Thursday evening, as far as the listener to Sound and Nick's Vision is concerned, unless they're listening to this at some other time due to, obviously, unexpected scenarios with respect to COVID-19. Okay, moving on. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, can you tell me what they were first called when they started off as a duo?
No, I can't remember that either.
Oh, no.
No, I can't.
Dimitri.
No.
Sorry.
Famous cartoon dual act, double act?
No.
Well, as we're about to listen to the boxer, I will tell you that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel began their life performing under the name Tom and Jerry.
Did they?
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lai, bye-la-lai-la-lai. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, la, lie, lie, la, lie, lie, lie. La 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 la
in terms of videos, I always thought it would be quite nice if you could have lip-synced that particular aspect with the various members of the Houses of Westminster, really, both Labour, Conservative and Lib Dem, all sort of singing, lie-la-lie, 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 lie-la-lie. You know, I think it would have sort of built harmony, and then we could expand it out to the world, really.
Well, I do have a little story along that kind of line.
OK.
When I was a biker many, many moons ago, it used to be a bit of a party piece for me and a couple of the other guys. We knew every word.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Oh, well.
It was good.
On from the late 60s, early 70s with Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with working for that well-known distribution company named after a river in South America, Jeff Bezos, you know, The Boxer. I think putting things in boxes, it's actually fighting, just in case you're confused.
Will we buy everything these days?
Well, possibly.
Yes.
Possibly not. But bear in mind that when they deliver, they don't hand the parcel over. They put the parcel on the doorstep, and then you have to step forward whilst they step back, and then you can actually pick it up. You can't have any contact between the deliverer and the delivery.
Is that the protocol
right now, or always? Forward. This is the way forward
the
now.
The way forward.
The way forward now, exactly.
Okey-dokey.
It's a strange planet Earth. Planet Earth, Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, and the others. John Taylor, I believe, was also
their first single.
Well, exactly. Was it not Girls on Film?
No.
No, you're quite right. It was
Planet Earth.
Absolutely. So there we are, on to the House of the Rising Sun. But we're not playing that track, but we are playing the band who obviously were behind the House of the Rising Sun, Newcastle Lads. So obviously one for the Geordies.
Always. Mm. Wonderful track. Wonderful band.
And would you like to explain why you've gone for their... Well, it's not their version of Talk Talk's It's My Life, because I always, when people say It's My Life, I think, Talk Talk, but no.
No, this is the original. Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Nick? I mean, it's slight soft focus touch. You're happy with that in terms of the portrayal of yourself and Bernice on the Facebook?
I think that's very good.
Okay. Bernice, yeah. Happy with that?
I think
that?
You do a pretty good job, Alex.
Well, you know, I'd like to see that some sort of consistency that's around. From
yeah,
that
I think you do a pretty good job.
Well, you know. Okay, moving on. Just in case people were wondering, was the implication that Talk Talk had done a cover version of It's My Life? No,
that wasn't
that
actually.
There was
there's a cryptic kind of message in that because later on, when we go to the Blockheads track, that's how the Animals were kind of put into this playlist because Mick Gallagher, the keyboard man and a very dear friend of mine from the Blockheads, also plays in the Animals.
You see, there's just no end to what magic we actually put together with respect to sound and Nick's vision, and how actually we spend months literally agonising over the links and connections from Back to the Egg, from Planet Earth, from various other areas. They're there. You can actually just do a full semantic decoding of the whole thing. What am I talking about? What's my second choice? Do you want me to actually say who this is, or shall we actually just let it go and I'm sure you'll identify?
Give it a go.
Okay. People just love to play with words. We'll be right back.
not trying to impress you with my lies. They don't mean nothing at all. It's just another expression of mine.
Loved of creative writers the world over. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, the Lincoln Book Festival will be happening, in which Will Self is appearing this year, together with William Sitwell. Not on the same bill, obviously, separate by days, etc. But for the details, check out Lincoln Book Festival. There we are, a shameless plug from that point of view. As we move into, gee, I can't believe it, I mean, already the Walker Brothers, Marmalade, Wings, Simon and Garfunkel, The Animals, Duran Duran, Men at Work, of course, without Vegemite sandwiches, second choice there. And now a little dedication for somebody who sadly has moved up to Heaven FM, as we like to say, moved into a whole new area, passed on before Christmas, and used to be connected, of course, with Roxy Music.
He did indeed. That is a legend. That is Lloyd Watson, Peterborough guy. And he was, well, he was literally an icon in Peterborough's music scene and, well, worldwide, really. But he worked with Roxy Music for quite a bit of time. And we were at his funeral, the dear man's funeral, which was in Peterborough Cathedral, December last year. And Phil Manzanera was there, the guitarist from Roxy Music. And he'd come along
and
to...
saxophonist, isn't he? Saxophonist?
No, he was guitarist.
Is he? All right.
Yeah, and he'd come along to pay dedication and respects to Lloyd, which was really good. So I thought we'd drop a Roxy Music track in. Not that he really needed Lloyd's connection to be in there, but this is for Lloyd Watson.
We'll be right back.
family.
Would you like to say that again? Because I didn't have your microphone up in time.
Ah, great stuff. Especially for Lloyd Watson and his family.
There we are. It's gentle stuff, carried through in its own way. Do you know, we might even be able to put in a bonus tune, because as it stands, we're up to tune number 9. And it's Ian Dury and the Blockheads, which I believe has got yet another connection.
It has. Rhythm Stick, the legend that is Rhythm Stick. 50 years old this last year.
Again, is it called Rhythm Stick, or is it called Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick?
Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me.
That really, at least not on any official sort of matter. Don't, you know, hands away, keep yourself separate. Social isolation, that's the policy. Nick, any other little lines you've got to share with us about the backing band there?
Well, 50 years, you can't believe it. I can remember hearing it the first time, seeing it on Top of the Pops. Wonderful. But I caught up with the guys just before Christmas and grabbed one of their shows in Norwich. If you've never seen the Blockheads, make yourself a treat and go along and grab a show. Still as good as they ever were.
So, given that we've got a few moments, we could natter on about random material. Which
natter.
Exactly, is one way forward. Or we could actually put in a bonus track. Now, I'll give you a choice here, because it is your show ultimately.
Okay.
We can go down the line of Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Oliver's Army. That would
no.
Be no, really?
Categorically.
Well, then that's it then. The line goes to the artist represented by one of the drummers in the Marmalade, Alan Whitehead, who we spoke of earlier, just
yep.
Proving that actually in terms of you know, what life is all about, we can still hear Lindsay Gold and Through June, which I'm sure will keep Sam Stone very happy, because
okay.
We're really proud of our daughter. And of course, Sam's doing exceptionally well now as Samantha J. Howe, because her latest novel has been doing sensational things. It's called Stranger in My Bed.
Oh, wonderful.
We are a couple of random cross-promotions there. I'll try and ensure that they also reciprocate in the next edition of the Stone Tapes.
Not a problem.
Here's Lindsay Gold.
Fantastic.
Maybe, by June, maybe, we might have reached the peak of the coronavirus. Never mind. This has been, as far as we're aware, a COVID-19-free version of Sound and Nick's Vision. Who knows what Show 55 will be about. However, Walker Brothers, Marmalade, Wings, Simon & Garfunkel, Animals, Duran Duran, Men at Work, Roxy Music, Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and Lindsay Gold. Which one would you say was your number one choice, Bernice?
Men at Work.
Really? Interesting.
Ooh.
Hollywood Vampires, clearly up to actually see us out. But how can people get in touch with you, Nick, via what we refer to these days as the social media?
Well, there's... I've recently done a brand new rebrand. So it's now Nick Elliott Rock Art Photographer official page, which is nickelliott.info. You can go there. Social media, I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the stuff, you know.
Marvellous.
Everywhere.
Hollywood Vampires and a whole lot of love seeing us out. For any particular reason?
No, apart from the fact that, I mean, these guys, for me, they look like a proper rock band. They really do. Their look is fantastic, and they are very, very good.
Three words to wrap up with, of course. They are keep
music
live. See the way we rehearse that. Very good.
Polished.
Just